celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and LL Flooring's Profiles podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And I don't know about you, Leslie, but in my neighborhood, spring is in the air. It's a little crazy because it goes from 70 degrees one day to like 30 degrees the next, but that's okay. I'll take the 70 whenever Mother Nature wants to dish it out.
And I'll take the 30.
Yeah, well, you're counting down the ski days you got left. And I know that.
I know. I tell you, we've had such weird weather that it feels strange, like on a Friday afternoon when I'm putting skis on a car and it's like 65 degrees right on Long Island. And I'm like, this is weird.
Yeah, it's a little bit crazy. But you know what's not crazy? Home improvement projects. Now's the time to jump into them, get the house ready for those spring fix-ups. If you have questions, we are here to help you. All you need to do is go to moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button. You can record your question and send us a voicemail, and we'll call you back the next time we are in the studio. Hey, coming up on today's show, there are nearly 4 million households generating their own power right now with solar energy. But here's the question. Is solar right for your house? We're going to walk you through the top five reasons the Department of Energy says you should consider when thinking about solar just ahead.
And also ahead, when you head in for that morning's hot shower to get your blood flowing and get the day started, sometimes you have to wait, and sometimes you have to wait and wait and wait for that water to get hot. So we're going to share the easy way that you can have instant hot water in just a bit.
And did you know one of the leakiest spots that drafts get into a house might only be inches away? We're going to share this way too common space that often gets missed by weather stripping.
But first, you guys, if you can dream it, you can for sure build it, and we can help. No matter what size that project is, big or small, whether you're prepping for the summer or looking for some spring cleanup tips for outside, we are standing by to lend a hand.
So click the blue microphone button at moneypit.com/ask or call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
And in Florida, need some help with a flooring project. What can we do for you today?
I'm going to rip up my carpet. I have concrete underneath, and I want to put down the ceramic tile that looks like hardwood. And are you familiar with the product?
I am very much so. I've actually used it on several projects.
Oh, and my question was also, should I wait and not do it right away, that they're going to even have better looking the wood look? I was told that it's supposed to get even better.
I imagine that with all things, you know, when you wait, things get better. But wood grain tile has actually been quite popular for probably 4 or 5 years now, so I've seen it greatly improve. Depending on how much you want to spend on it, and I'm not sure what manufacturers you've looked at, but a good price point is a manufacturer called Dal Tile, D-A-L Tile, and they're sold through, you know, tile stores, so it's you can call Dal Tile and take a look. And they have one line called Yacht Club, which is fairly new for them, and it's like a 6-inch by 24-inch wood plank, but it's a ceramic tile. It comes in a couple of different colors. I think it lays really nicely. It has a good texture of wood, and it comes in some color palettes that I think are very realistic, and the way it fits together, it looks as if it were a real
a
wood,
like wood.
Yeah, like a wood floor. It doesn't have a big grout line. Like, they have another one in their line called Timber Glen, and that's a really big plank, but the way it pieces together, you see a lot of a grout line, so that kind of looks weird. You know, not as realistic wood as you might expect. So if you do go with a wood look tile that does have a predominant grout line, I would choose a grout that's similar in color to the tile.
I've seen the tile where the tile is like wood planks.
Yeah, that's exactly what this looks like. It looks like wood planks. And I will caution you, though, that you're talking about any tile that's 24 inches long in one direction like this is going to need an extraordinary amount of support underneath it. So you have to be very careful to follow the manufacturer's instructions when it comes to prepping the floor before the tile is laid. If there's any flex or bend or unevenness in that floor, eventually this tile is going to crack. You don't want that to happen. So you want to make sure that the floor is properly supported to take a big tile. You know, when we used to have mosaics years ago, it didn't really matter if the floors were flexible, so to speak, or not, because there was a joint every 1 inch in a mosaic tile. With a 24-inch long tile, that's not going to bend. It's going to break. So you want to make sure the floor is really strong before you do that installation, okay?
Yes. Okay. Great.
All right, Ann, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, we've got Jason on the line who's dealing with a potentially a major structural issue going on at their newly purchased home. What's going on?
I bought my house 4 years ago, and we kind of overlooked some problems because we had been looking for so long. But basically, I have the beam that holds up the main part of my house is, like, rounded the whole length of my house. Like, there's a hump in my floor from end to end. The floor sags on both sides of the main beam. And I think part of the problem is the actual upper parts, the walls and stuff, don't actually go over the beam. They go on either side. Is it even worth trying to fix, or should I get out of the house?
I mean, this is definitely something because you kind of rushed the whole process. I mean, had you had a home inspection, this definitely would have been seen, right, Tom?
I think so, for sure, based on the amount of sag that you're reporting. I don't think the fact that the interior bearing walls, which is what it sounds like you're talking about, are offset from the beam is the cause of this. I mean, that's actually not an uncommon thing to do. Within reason, it could be offset a little bit and still provide plenty of support. But the fact that this beam moved is definitely a major concern, and we need to figure out why that is. My one question would be, do you think it's active, or has it always been this way? Because if it's active, then it's even more serious of a problem. I think in this case, what I would do is I would hire a structural engineer to evaluate this problem and determine what has to be done to stabilize it. And the engineer should specify what repair is needed, and then with that specification, you could find a contractor to make the repair. I am confident you don't have to run away from this house. These things are fixable. It's just that this is a significant issue that requires that level of attention. And you want to work through the engineer, not just a contractor who thinks. Contractors are always famous for, oh, I know how to fix that. Well, maybe, maybe not. More likely not. And this way, if you use an engineer, you have sort of a pedigree, so to speak, in terms of a file that you'll be building, that if you go to sell this house and this repair is evident or the sag is evident, you can say, hey, I had an engineer check it out, and it is a problem or it's not a problem, and if it was a problem, I fixed it according to his specs. And then the engineer should come back and certify that the repair was done correctly. That's the way to make sure that you sort of reset the clock here and reset the value of the house by proving that it was done correctly. Make sure you get building permits and follow it through, and that's the best way to solve it at this point in time. But Leslie, like you said, even though it's a tough market and even though you're pressed to find the perfect house and you think you may have, it never makes sense to skip the home inspection and to rush into these things. because these problems can get really expensive if they're overlooked.
Oh, yeah, and I feel like now that you've already bought the house, like, you're on your own with these costs. Like, beforehand, you could have at least negotiated something or made the choice to not purchase.
Yeah, and not only that, you basically need to disclose now that the house has a problem. So it's got to be solved, and this is the best way to do it.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need, and they can handle the rest, start to finish. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, today there are nearly 4 million households generating their own power with solar energy. Is solar right for your house? Find out when the Money Pit returns. Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that. But also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Hey guys, we're excited to announce that season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business. Carrier's new IntelliSense technology is changing how HVAC dealers and technicians help customers. Available exclusively on Performance Series systems and Ecobee for Carrier thermostats, IntelliSense provides remote diagnostics and real-time updates, which means smarter techs and happier customers. With IntelliSense, Carrier dealers can monitor the health of HVAC systems and detect issues early, analyze fault codes, and recommend solutions. Learn more about IntelliSense, the simply smart choice for comfort and affordability. Ask your local Carrier dealer or visit Carrier.com. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What kind of projects are you working on, guys? You getting ready for, you know, your spring cleanup? Are you thinking about how your yard's going to look for the summertime? Whatever it is, whether you're dreaming or doing, we can definitely help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Follow us at the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Now we've got Nicole in Illinois on the line who needs to fix a crack in a wall. And you're saying it's from an earthquake? When did you have an earthquake in Illinois?
It was just a really small earthquake. We get them just randomly, about one or two a year.
Wow.
Because we're right on, there's some fault that's down south of us.
And now that fault has worked its way up into your wall. So what does it look like? How big of a crack is this that we need to fix?
It's about an 18-inch crack, and then that's going down from the ceiling, and then it goes... Like, it goes diagonally up the wall and then hits the ceiling and then just moves horizontally on the ceiling for a couple of inches.
So it's 18 inches long altogether?
Yeah.
How old is the house?
It's not very old, like 99.
Okay, so it's a drywall crack then?
Yes.
Many people will simply spackle that, but the problem is that if you spackle that crack, the wall's now always going to move. And the walls always do move, but now that the wall has a crack, the two sides of that are going to move at different rates, and so the crack will reform. The way you stop that from happening is by taping over that crack with drywall tape and then spackling it. Now taping with paper drywall tape can be a bit tricky. So there's a product out that's a perforated drywall tape that looks like a netting. It's like a sticky back netting. And that type of perforated tape is the best one to use because you put the tape on first and then you spackle over it. You want to do two or three coats, starting with smaller coats and then working wider as you go. And remember, the thinner the coat, the better. I'd rather you put on more coats than put on too much spackle, which too many people tend to do. And then it kind of gets all gooped up and piled up on your wall and you'll see it forever. So thin coats, two or three thin coats, and that should do it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Nicole. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, across the country, solar energy is definitely a hot topic, with the usage popping up lots of places across the country. In fact, the amount of solar-connected homes to the electric grid has grown. And get this, there's nearly 4 million American households that are generating their own power with solar energy. That's huge.
Well, according to the Department of Energy's Energy Saver, there are five good reasons for this. First up, residential solar is actually more affordable than ever before, especially now with the extension of the federal residential solar tax credit. This is a really valuable credit. Taxpayers can claim a 30% tax credit on the cost of solar systems off of their income taxes.
Now, you can save a lot of money if you do go solar. With your utility bills definitely going higher, solar is likely to remain a good money-saving option for years to come. And in fact, the amount you save is going to depend on how much electricity that you consume, the size of your solar energy system, and how much power you're able to generate with it. So you've got to shop carefully, but the savings potential over traditional energy costs is definitely significant.
Now, here's another big advantage. Solar can actually help keep the lights on when there's a disruption in power. When it's paired with battery storage, which is pretty common these days, solar systems can provide power regardless of the weather or the time of day without having to rely on backup power from the grid. So you're always going to have electricity when you need it.
Yeah, and solar definitely is going to increase the value of your home. Now, a study by Berkeley National Laboratory found that solar photovoltaic panels are viewed as upgrades, just like your renovated kitchen or that finished basement. And home buyers across the country have been willing to pay a premium for a home that has an average-sized solar system.
And finally, solar panels only need one thing to generate electricity, sunshine. So they're going to work in a very wide variety of climates. Even in the winter, when there are fewer hours of daylight, there's still a sufficient amount to power the average American home. And that makes solar viable even in Alaska with longer, colder winters and everywhere else in between.
Jim in Arkansas is on the line with a chimney question. How can we help you today?
Well, the reason I called is because I have an issue with my fireplace. It's just a regular wood burner. It doesn't have an insert in it. And I want to seal the chimney for health and energy loss reasons. You know, I was thinking about putting a steel plate on the top, because here in the Ozarks, whenever we get bad weather and that wind is howling, it sounds like a freight train coming through my fireplace, and I have quite a bit of a draft. And the damper, you know, just does not hold, you know, securely enough, so I don't get that air through there. I was wondering, can you give me some advice as to who to contact, if it's feasible to do something like this? Is safety a concern?
It's certainly feasible to do this project. It's sort of the kind of project that you got to be a bit creative with, because what you're going to want to do is try to form some sort of weather-tight shield across the top of the flue. I would tell you that whatever you do to this, make it removable, because chances are if you sell this house at some point in the future, you know, somebody might find it really attractive to have a fireplace there in the Ozarks and want to, you know, reactivate this chimney, so to speak. So however you seal it across the top, you got to find out, find an easy way to do that. You know, one thing that comes to mind is that there's a damper that fits in the top of a chimney liner, and it's sort of like a weighted heavy metal door. And the way it's activated is that there's a stainless steel cable that goes down through the middle of the chimney, and it's hooked onto the side of the fireplace. And when you release the cable, the door flops open. So that would be a way to put a device up there that's really designed for a flue and will serve the dual purpose of sealing off the draft from the top.
Okay. Well, I thank you very much for giving me the time, and I love your show. Listen to it 2 hours every Sunday morning.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Jim. It's nice to hear. We appreciate it.
Next up, we've got Kenneth on the line to the Money Pit, who's got a flooring question. How can we help you today?
Hi. Well, I was going to ask you about how do you fix squeaky floors on a second floor of a house that has rugs without ripping up the rugs.
There's a couple of things that you can do. First of all, you need to understand what causes the squeak. And generally, it's movement between the subfloor and the floor joist underneath.
Right.
So to try to reduce the squeak or eliminate it, you know, you mentioned that you got rugs, you don't want to take them up. I just want to tell you that, of course, the surefire way to stop the squeaks is to pull the rugs up and then to screw the subfloor to the floor joist using long, hardened steel screws, which you drive in with a drill. You don't want to do that, so I'm going to tell you a little trick of the trade on how you can fix some of the worst ones without doing that, and that is to locate the floor joist underneath the carpet. Now, you need to do that kind of by trial or an error. You can do that by tapping on the floor. You can do that with a stud finder. There's a whole new line of Stanley stud sensors that work really well, and they'll penetrate through the carpet. You need to find that beam. Once you find the beam, then what you do is you get yourself some 12-penny galvanized finish nails. And I say galvanized, and hot-dip galvanized is the best. Those are the ones that are really sort of crusty on the outside. And you find that spot, and you drive the nail straight through the carpet. Don't let your wife see you do this, okay, because she'll get upset with you. Straight through the carpet, and then with a nail set, you punch that head right through the carpet. When you finish driving with the hammer, it'll look like the carpet's dimpled. But if you take a nail set, you'll punch it through the surface of the carpet and sort of pull the carpet back up and rub it with your hands a couple of times, and it'll disappear. That divot will disappear. What you're doing is you're securing that floor right above, right through the carpet without pulling the carpet up. Now, I wouldn't want you to do this to the whole house, but I've fixed this in lots of houses using two or three strategically driven nails. And I find if you drive it at a slight angle, it works better because the nail holds better.
Okay, well, I noticed they had on this old house the other day on TV. They showed you how to do it with the rugs before I called you, and they use this O'Berry Enterprising kit, which is a drill bit that's only got three threads on it that you drill down until you find your stud. Then they have a 50 screws with little socket heads on them, and you drill those down into the beam, and then you have a little tool that breaks the head off. And it's ingenious. The only thing is that I can't find the beams.
Yeah, you need a stud sensor, so that would be a worthwhile investment of a few dollars. I mean, those stud sensors are, you know, $10 to $20, $25 for a real good one.
I will, and I thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects well done with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, when you head for that morning's hot shower to get your blood flowing, sometimes you gotta wait and then wait and wait and wait and wait for that hot water. So we're gonna share an easy way that you can have an instant hot shower when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The city of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460 and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home.
However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And if you've got a home improvement question, we'd love to hear from you. All you need to do is go to MoneyPit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. That'll take you to a place where you can record your question and send it to us, and we will get back to you the next time we produce the show.
Cindy in Delaware is on the line with some plumbing odors. Tell us what is going on, Cindy.
I have dual sinks in the master bathroom.
Right.
And every once in a while, I get a strong sewer smell.
Okay.
I don't know what's causing it. Doesn't matter if I run the water or flush the toilet, but the left bowl connects, the underneath the pipe connects to the right one, and it goes down into the, you know, under the house.
Okay, well, assuming that they were plumbed correctly and that you, in fact, have a plumbing trap there, which I'm going to presume you are, the odor is probably the result of something called biogas, which is basically happens when you get a lot of debris over the years, and it lines the inside of the pipe, and it lines the inside of the connections, the drain, and so on. And then that material will start to produce a pretty strong odor. So what you need to do is take the drain apart and use a bottle brush to scrub the inside of it. You can't just, like, run something down there. You physically have to scrub it, those pipes out, and that usually will eliminate that material and therefore the odor.
Okay. Because I had tried vinegar and baking soda.
Yeah, that's all good stuff, but, you know, if it's really building up like that, you're going to have to remove the scum, so to speak, that's containing all that bacteria that's producing the odor.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Well, when most of us get up in the morning and head into that hot shower to get the blood flowing, we often have to wait, and sometimes wait a really long time for that water coming through the pipes to actually finally get hot.
Yeah, that's true. And besides definitely testing your patience, having to run all of that cold water through the pipes just to get to the hot water is not a very environmentally friendly thing to do. Now, we get asked this question a lot on the show, and most people think that a new water heater is going to solve the problem.
Yeah, but that's not the case. Installing a bigger water heater doesn't get the hot water any closer to the faucet or shower. A better solution is to install what's called a hot water recirculation system. Now, hot water recirculation systems, Leslie, they deliver hot water to the fixtures quickly and without waiting for that water to get hot. And the key element here is the recirculation pump. It basically rapidly pulls hot water from the water heater while simultaneously sending cooled water from that hot water line back into the water heater to be reheated. So it recirculates it. And in addition to having the convenience of hot water on demand, the system is going to conserve water and save energy.
Yeah, and this clearly saves water usage for sure. But is it really energy efficient? I mean, wouldn't we be heating water all the time, whether we're using it or not?
It's a very common question, and the answer is that hot water recirculation systems can be operated by a thermostat or a timer and automatically turn the pump on whenever the water temperature drops below a set point or when the timer reaches a setting. So, for example, if you get up at 6 in the morning, why not have it come on at 5:30? So when you step into that shower, it'll be nice and hot. It can go off after that because it doesn't need to do that all day long. Just for that golden hour of morning showers when you want to get a really nice, warm, invigorating shower so you can get the blood pumping and have a great day ahead.
Rick in North Dakota is on the line with a driveway repair question. How can we help you today?
I have a concrete driveway that over the years it started getting like little pits in it, and some of the areas it almost looks like it's, you know, where rocks have popped out of the concrete from over time, and there's other areas that, you know, small scales or sheets of concrete have come loose, and I'm just wondering what type of a product I can use to repair those pits. I know I've seen different times where people have put bigger concrete in there, and it doesn't tend to stay very well.
So what you want to do is use a concrete patching product, and it's not just regular concrete or regular cement, because that won't stick. It usually is epoxy-based. And I know QuickCrete has a product designed specifically for this, and you can go to their website at QuickCrete.com. It's spelled QuickCrete.com. The epoxy-based products will stick to the old original concrete material and not fall out the first time the surface freezes. Now, I just want to also point out that being in North Dakota, I'm sure you get a lot of road salt on that driveway, and that probably contributes to this. But if you're doing any salting on your own, make sure you're using potassium chloride, not calcium chloride, because potassium chloride is much less corrosive to the concrete surface and will not cause that destruction that you're witnessing now. All right, does that help you out?
Yep, that does. Thank you very much for your assistance.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us at this hour of the Money Pit. We are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, one of the leakiest spots you're going to find drafts could only be inches away. We're going to share this way too common space that gets missed by weather stripping when the Money Pit continues.
Live in a money pit.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your projects as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Hey, guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles Podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles Podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles Podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles Podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this March weekend? Are you thinking about the upcoming spring season? I mean, let's be honest, it's kind of been here for a while, so you've probably already started those outdoor projects. But maybe you're getting the house ready, thinking about the coming up holidays in April or, you know, Memorial Day. It's right around the corner, so let's start getting the outside in tip-top shape. Well, whatever it is, you guys, you can get help with your home projects if you follow us on the Money Pit Podcast. Whether you are doing that project or dreaming up some new ones, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be.
Follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we're talking to Pauline in New Jersey who needs some help with a countertop. How can we help you today?
I have a lot of counters in both bathrooms and the kitchen, and from this, I have backsplashes as well. And where the backsplash and the counter meet, it's coming up white, and it looks like dry paste. And also, what's happened over the last few years, at first I took a little bit off, you know, with my nail, but now it's getting really bad, and there are splash marks as though when they put the counter in, they didn't clean off the whatever they used, and it looks like you splashed something on and it dried up. And I don't want to use anything that isn't right for the granite and ruin it. So I was wondering if you had a suggestion that might be easy for me to use and, you know, get rid of this stuff.
How long have you had these countertops? When were they first installed?
7 years ago.
And they've never been sealed since?
No.
Well, you know, granite tops do take quite a bit of maintenance. People think that they're fairly maintenance-free because they're somewhat indestructible, but they really do need a lot of care, and they need to be resealed from time to time. And it sounds to me like the white stuff that you're describing is most likely mineral salts. And what happens is the countertops, when they lose their seal, they absorb more moisture. Then the moisture evaporates off, and it leaves behind the mineral salt deposits that's in the water. And that forms that white sort of crust. It's like a grayish-white crust. Now, what are you using to clean them on a daily basis?
Generally, just water and a little. They told me to use the Windex.
Yeah, you know, you can make a homemade granite cleaner with rubbing alcohol, standard rubbing alcohol, mixed with maybe a half a dozen drops of dishwasher detergent.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, one of the leakiest spots drafts get in may only be inches away. We're talking about your attic hatch, and it's one space that too often gets missed by weather stripping.
Yeah, I think a lot of people just forget that kind of goes up to an unconditioned space. So you got to check to see if that attic door hatch is insulated and sealed. You want to open it up, examine the edges of the hatch, see if there's weather stripping, if it's been there, if it's still intact. You want to make sure that it's been applied where the door makes contact with that door frame.
Now, if your attic door has an attached pull-down stair, typically insulation is going to take the form of a foam box that sort of fits over that opening and has to be moved to enter the attic. If there are no pull-down stairs, then the attic door is typically insulated with foam or bat insulation attached directly to that door or that hatch.
Now, an unsealed and uninsulated attic door is basically a big hole in the ceiling of your house. I mean, the attic probably has plenty of insulation, but if that door isn't sealed and insulated, well, you're going to let all of that heat escape up into the cold attic where it's just getting wasted.
Yeah, and it's a really cheap project to do. You can do it yourself in a weekend, and adding that weather stripping and insulation to the attic door is simple enough. It's just going to cost you probably less than maybe $20 or $30. So it's definitely a DIY project. Get it done. It's the kind of thing that you don't think about, but I can tell you from doing a lot of attic inspections over the years, when it was wintertime and I opened that hatch and went up into those attics, it was just the force of hot air that came up through that hatch was amazing, and I can only imagine how much was leaking in constantly, so it'll definitely end up saving you some bucks.
John's on the line, and he's dealing with a mold situation. Tell us what's going on.
I have a mold problem around my shower door. I bought the house 2 years ago. I stripped all the caulking out when I had the mold problem. I've put caulking in with a nationally known brand. I even used like a saran wrap type thing on my finger to eliminate any contamination. Before I did that, I cleaned it. I stripped it out with a plastic scraper. I also used mineral spirits to clean it out. I put it in, and I still have problems with it. God, I'm just at my wit's end here. I run the humidity in my basement between 40% and 50%. I leave the shower door open. I even shut the furnace vent off in there to try and keep it so it doesn't have a breeding of bacteria or anything or mold in that. You got to tell me what I need to do. I don't know if I have an off-spec caulking that I use, which is nationally known, or if I have an off-spec aluminum frame and door that caused the mold? I have no idea.
Well, look, you're going to get mold when you have moisture and organic material, and in a shower, that organic material can be soap and dirt and that sort of thing. So you're doing the right thing, but let's just back it up and try it again here. You want to remove the old caulk. You mentioned mineral spirits. I usually recommend a bleach and water solution because this is a mildicide that kills anything that's stuck behind. After you get that all dried out, cleaned out really, really well, then you can apply a caulk with mildicide. I would use a caulk that has microban in it. DAP caulks are available with microban, and it's a good antimicrobial additive that will not grow mold. Now, the other thing I would do is I would also make sure that you obviously have a bath exhaust fan, and that you have an exhaust fan that's hooked up to a humidistat, which takes sort of you and anyone else that's using that bathroom out of the equation. If it's on a humidistat, it's automatically going to kick on when the humidity gets high enough to cause mold problems, and it will stay on for some number of minutes when that humidity goes down to make sure the room is thoroughly vented out. That's the best way to handle that, and I think if you do those steps, you will find success.
Hey, thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, you know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with pros who know how to deliver a job well done. Download the Angie app today. Just ahead, Janie owns a newer house that's already having some problems with the shower. We think the builder's solution is only going to make it worse. We'll explain when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Redding, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M. Brew.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Riverfront Playhouse presents On Golden Pond by Ernest Thompson and directed by Rhonda Alvey and Marla O'Brien.
Watch as an elderly couple's summer at their lakeside cottage is transformed by their interactions with a young boy as they confront their own mortality and strained family relationships.
March 10th through March 26th at the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown.
Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net or enjoy the store ready.
On Golden Pond is sponsored by this station and other pro arts businesses.
And it's got to be fixed. And if you notify them both, you're more likely to get some action on this.
All right, now we've got Tina who wrote in saying that the trim around my roof and gutters is rotted. The insurance company is not going to cover it, so what do I have to do to fix it? Do you think she's talking about, like, the fascia?
Yeah, I think so, and she's absolutely right. That is not something that would be covered by homeowner's insurance. That's normal maintenance. That's the responsibility of the homeowner. Now, the reason that typically that area gets rotted is it often happens when the roof is not extended far enough into the gutter, or the gutters are really blocked for a long time and the water backs up sort of over the back side of it and continually saturates that wood fascia trim. So what you have to do here is actually take the gutters off, then remove the wood trim, replace it with probably I would use something like AZEK, which is a PVC, extruded PVC. That's a wood-like product, but it doesn't rot. And then replace the gutter. So it is a bit of a job, but you do it once, you do it right, you won't have to do it again. And next time, make sure those gutters stay clean, make sure those downspouts get extended away, and if the roof is a little short into the gutter, you can add some flashing over the roof edge, so that will sort of extend where the water actually drops into the gutter.
You know, Tom, the AZEK really is such an amazing product. We put it on the house, and I know you put it on the house, but for a very different reason.
Yeah, I had a little battle with carpenter bees going on with my garage fascia, and they just kept hitting it over and over again. And no matter how I treated it, it just came back year after year. So I decided I would sort of take the gutter off, pull off the wood trim, and put it up with AZEK. And the funny thing is that the next summer, when they're normally around, they were still trying to figure out how to eat that AZEK. They're like, looks like wood, doesn't taste like wood. I don't think I can build a nest in this. They would come back again and again and again. And I swear it took the whole season for them to figure out it was not available for them to chew. So it's a good product, and it works really, really well. And because it's a PVC product, it doesn't even really need paint.
No, I mean, we've had ours on the house for 10 years, and it still looks fantastic. Occasionally, I like to wipe it down or something, but it looks awesome.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for stopping by and spending a little bit of time with us today on this beautiful almost spring weekend. If you've got some projects planned for the days, the weeks, and the months ahead and need some advice, remember, you can reach us 24/7 by going to moneypit.com/ask and clicking the blue microphone button. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Living a body pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Standard time comes to an end in most parts of the U.S. tomorrow morning. We'll lose an hour of sleep for one night, but we'll gain more daylight in the evening in the months ahead. The transition to daylight saving time is official at 2 a.m. local time Sunday until daylight saving time ends in the wee hours of November 5th. No time change though is observed in Hawaii, most of Arizona, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, American Samoa, Guam, and the Northern Marianas. A Northern California agricultural community forced to evacuate after the Pajaro River levee was breached by flooding from a new atmospheric river that pummeled the state. A message was sent to all residents.
There is an evacuation order for the Springville area. Ponderosa area has an evacuation warning. Kings River has an evacuation warning. And the Kern River also has a shelter-in-place order.
Tulare County Sheriff's Department spokeswoman Ashley Ritchie.
An evacuation order for the Cutler area. Now, due to a levee break in the area of Road 124 south of Avenue 408, Sheriff Boudreau has issued that evacuation order for businesses and homes along Road 124.
Authorities in Texas warning Americans against travel into Mexico after a spate of recent violent kidnappings. The BBC's Leonardo Rocha has more.
This statement comes after police in the border town of Benitez reported that three women who'd crossed into Mexico to sell clothes at a local market had been missing for more than 2 weeks. Earlier this week, two American citizens who'd entered Mexico for medical treatment were kidnapped and killed by a local criminal gang. Two other hostages were released unharmed after local police arrested five gang members. The incident threatened to sour relations between the two countries. On Wednesday, two Republican senators proposed a bill authorizing the deployment of U.S. troops over the border to fight the cartels.
More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Lego says profits increased by 5% in 2022 from a year earlier, and sales rose even as it raised prices on higher-ticket toys.
The Danish toy company said net profit rose to $2 billion. Sales were up 12%, while revenue grew 17%. CEO Niels Christensen called 2022 a milestone year as the privately held company celebrated its 90th anniversary. With inflation growing, Christensen says Lego raised prices on about a quarter of its products.
Jeremy House reports that Christensen added the increase was mainly on more expensive toys that lower-cost products were not affected. Your Sunday news show lineup includes ABC's This Week, Jennifer Homendy, the chair of the National Transportation Safety Board. NBC's Meet the Press has Sheila Bair, former chair of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corp. More at townhall.com.
A podcaster has been murdered.
The podcaster and her husband have been found shot to death in their home near Seattle, along with a man who had been suspected of stalking the podcast host for several months. Police had been trying to serve a protection order on 38-year-old Ramin Kota Karim Razia before the killings, but had been having a difficult time in locating the man. Police say 33-year-old Jora Sadahi and her 35-year-old husband Milad Nasari were found dead. However, her elderly mother was able to escape. Jason Walker reporting.
E-cigarette company Juul Labs will pay Chicago $23.8 million to settle a lawsuit alleging the company marketed harmful vaping products to underage users. The city will use the money for youth prevention and reduction programs, education, and outreach. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Money Pit is presented by the Angie App and LL Flooring's Profiles Podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we're here to focus on you, your home, and improving it. That's why it's called a Home Improvement Show. See how it comes together? I know, it's brilliant. What can I say? Figured it out a long time ago. It just kind of worked. But all kidding aside, we really do want to help you tackle those projects around your house that maybe you want to get done but don't know where to start, or maybe you started them and it's not going so well, or very often you'll start a project and you'll open up a wall or a floor and be surprised by something you find, like rot or insects or whatever. Or maybe you want to tackle a project and use a pro, but you don't know how to find the right pro. You don't know what to ask the pro. These are all great questions because this is a participation program, and we rely on you to raise those questions for us to talk about. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or you could also post your questions at moneypit.com/ask by clicking the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, if there's one thing in our home we want to be pure and fresh every time we reach for it, it's our water, right? But that's not always the case. So we're going to explain how to offset the odor and hopefully get rid of it altogether.
And also ahead, wouldn't it be nice if your HVAC system reminded you when it was time for maintenance or alerted your dealer when a repair is needed? Well, we're going to highlight a brand new smart home system that does just that.
And are you guys ready for a new washing machine? We're going to take a look at the most popular features to help you decide which are the best for your laundry needs so you know what to pay for and what not to.
All right, but first, we want to help you create your best home ever. Whether you live in a house, a condo, or an apartment, we can help you with answers to questions about remodeling, renovation, and decor.
But first, you've got to help yourself by reaching out to us. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. or better yet, go to moneypit.com/ask, click the blue microphone button, and leave us your question right there. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Carl in Arkansas is on the line with a thermostat question. How can we help you?
I bought an older house, and the thermostat that's in it now for the heating and air conditioner is an old Mercury switch. And what I bought is a Honeywell 5-2 switch, programmer for 5 weekdays and 2 weekend days. And what I want to know is, is that something I can change out myself, or is that something I need to hire an electrician to come do? The package says easy to install, but I've looked it over, and it doesn't look like it's that easy to me.
Well, look, if you're uncomfortable with it, I would not hire an electrician. What kind of heat do you have? Is it gas, oil? What is it?
It's electric.
Oh, it's electric heat. What kind of furnace do you have?
Train.
Is this a heat pump?
No, it's not a heat pump. That's one thing I didn't want was a heat pump.
It's a straight electric furnace?
Right, straight electric furnace, and it has an outside unit, which is also a train.
Wait a minute. Listen to me. If you tell me you have an outside condensing unit that works with this, you've got a heat pump. You've got the compressor outside and then the furnace inside. Now, a heat pump is a combination heat pump electric furnace. That's the way they're designed to work. And the reason that that's important is because the thermostat that you chose, and I don't know if this is the case or not, but it has to be rated for a heat pump. Because the way heat pumps work is when you set your heat, let's say you set your heat at 68 degrees. It starts getting cold outside, right? Then inside the house, it falls to 67. The heat pump comes on. Still cold, falls to 66. Heat pump stays on. Still cold, falls to 65. Now it's a more than 2-degree split between what it was set at and what it is. The heat pump says, I can't keep up with this. I'm going to bring on my friend, the electric furnace. So now the electric furnace coils kick on and then bring the house up to temperature. But by you not having the right thermostat, what can happen is you can run more of the electric furnace and less of the heat pump, which will significantly increase your electric bill. So the thermostat you choose has got to be designed for a heat pump. So I would say your first thing to do is to confirm. I don't know if you have an HVAC contractor that you work with, but get that system serviced. I mean, all these compressors have to be serviced once a year. If you haven't done it, get it serviced. Get the refrigerant checked out. While that guy's in the house, have him install a heat pump rated thermostat. Because you're obviously uncomfortable with it, and we don't want you to have all those wires apart and just have a problem where you got no heat or no air. So I wouldn't do it myself because you're uncomfortable with it, and when in doubt, don't do it. But make sure you use the right thermostat. Otherwise, you may drive up those costs unexpectedly, okay?
Okay, well, I appreciate it.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. You know, even if you can do it yourself, it doesn't necessarily mean that you should do it yourself. And just like Carl said, if he read the instructions and it still seems confusing to him, then don't do it. You know, I mean, if you're not comfortable with it, and especially with something like your furnace, where if you hook up the wires wrong, like you're probably not going to break it, but you're not going to have heat, and that could be very unpleasant.
Belinda in Kansas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I'm living in this apartment. It's a senior complex. It was an old school at one time. It's 3 stories. It was completely gutted. Everything's new on the inside. New double pane windows. But it's in the northeast corner of the building. I'm having an awful lot of problems with draft and then cold air, coming from the walls underneath the windows. Cause it's brick and stone on the outside. And so there's the air pocket and the inside wall. And so at night, it's like living inside a refrigerator and trying to...
That does not sound very pleasant.
It's not. I lay in bed at night, and I don't sleep because I'm just listening. It's a heat pump, too, that they put in these. And so it's going all night long. It never shuts off. Yeah. And so I'm just wondering if they would or... You know, they probably could if they would, because the National Historic Association is also in on this, being it's an old building.
So you're essentially wondering, Belinda, what you can do because you're a tenant, right? So you don't own the building.
Right,
you can't,
right.
You can't replace the windows. So what are your options? So you have a couple of options. So first of all, if you wanted to spend some money, you could order interior storm windows. But of course, you'd have to be custom made to fit the windows, and they may be pricey. If you want an inexpensive option, there's 2 ways to go. One thing is you could use shrink film, which is basically a window film that gets essentially double-faced tape to the inside trim, and then you use a hair dryer to shrink it so it's taut and clear. And the other thing that you can use is weather stripping, caulk weather stripping. Basically, it's a temporary caulk product, and it's clear like a silicone, but it's not silicone. And you essentially caulk your windows shut with this temporary caulk, and then in the spring, you can peel it right off. It comes off like in a rubbery strip. Now, the only thing bad about using the temporary caulk is that you will not be able to open or close the window once it's done because it's pretty much sealed shut. So you don't want to do this to, like, your bedroom window where you may have to use it to get out in the event of an emergency.
Actually, they pretty much tried all that. They see, the problem is the National Historic Association won't let them do a lot of stuff, and they hadn't caulked around the cracks where the frame of the windows meet the window sill and along the wall. So they came up, they did that.
So let me say that again, Belinda. We're not talking about caulking outside the window. We're talking about caulking inside the window. So basically right around the sash, where the sash meets the sill, where the sash meets the jamb, those are the areas that you typically would not caulk. You would never caulk. But if you use the temporary weather stripping caulk, you can caulk right over those seams where all of the air gets in. And then again, in the spring, you grab a little end of it and you peel it, and it comes off in usually one solid piece. It works quite well. You may have to order it if you don't find it on your store shelves. I know Red Devil makes a one called Seal and Peel, so you can look up that brand. Belinda, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
Well, if there's one thing in our home we want to be pure and fresh every time we reach for it, it's our water. If yours is starting to smell less than fresh, we'll explain how to offset that odor when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements, and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now, you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that. But also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Start the new year off Deich, doing it right with Deich Coatings. Now is a great time to take on a do-it-yourself stone project, and Deich Coatings makes it easy. I just used the Deich Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit to create a beautiful, durable granite-look countertop for a fraction of the cost of real granite and save thousands. Now that's a great return on investment. Luxrock kits are available in 2 sizes, 20 square feet for bathrooms and 40 square feet for kitchens. Application is an easy 6-step project that delivered a smooth, glimmering granite surface and totally transformed my old kitchen in a single weekend. And you can choose from 5 of the most popular granite colors. Projects from Deich Coatings make a major home improvement impact for a minimal investment. Lux Rock and other dice coating products are available online at the Home Depot and Lowe's. They can also be purchased with free shipping directly from DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, you want to get some help with your home projects? Well, you will when you follow The Money Pit podcast. Whether you're working on something or dreaming about your next project, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Time to talk to Philip in Rhode Island about a roofing question. What can we do for you?
Well, in Rhode Island, in my neighborhood in Jamestown, there's a lot of beautiful red cedar shingled houses. And okay. I just put brand new red cedar shingles on my house and my roof. I noticed some of the houses age beautifully. Like what I mean beautifully is they age darker red and sometimes little bits of black or streaks of black and red and deep, deep red. And, some of them don't age that way. It's like, and I'm just wondering if you guys know anything about how to get them to age the way I want them to. I don't want them to age light. I want them to age darker, red.
Yeah, we don't always get to choose how we age, right? And that applies to our shingles as well. So when you choose red cedar, that gets darker over time, and it will turn to a very dark gray, typically, as it's exposed to sunlight. I mean, I guess it's possible that you could apply a stain to the cedar shingles, even though they're roofing shingles, but most people don't do that. So what we typically get calls about when it comes to cedar is how to prevent them from getting darker. And one way to do that is to replace the vent across the ridge of the roof, or if you don't have a vent there, you can essentially do the same thing with a strip of copper. If you were to overlay the peak of the roof with, say, a 12-inch wide strip of copper, so half goes on one side, half goes on the other, what happens is as rainwater strikes that, it releases some of the copper, and that acts as a mild mildewcide and helps to keep the roof shingles clean and prevents algae growth.
Oh, but so then they wouldn't age dark, they'd stay lighter.
It would be less likely to get as dark, and they certainly wouldn't grow in algae. Perhaps you may have noticed that sometimes when you look at houses, especially around chimneys that have metal flashing, you'll see bright streaks at the bottom of the chimney. That's for the same reason. What happens is that metal flashing releases some of its copper and then cleans that area under the chimney. That's why it gets streaky there. But if you do it across the whole peak of the roof, then it will sort of clean evenly.
It'll clean evenly. But I'm looking for that age to look, the kind of the darker shingle age look, the darker color. And I guess it's just up to Mother Nature is what you're saying.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks very much, you guys.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if there's one thing in our home that we want to be pure and fresh every time we reach for it, it's the water. Now, if your water smells more like rotten eggs, there's a simple solution.
Yeah, first let's talk about what that smell is. It's actually sulfur, and it rears its stinky head more often in houses that are located on a groundwater supply. And it does this because the groundwater can pick up hydrogen sulfide, which is a very naturally occurring gas, and that hydrogen sulfide gets absorbed in the water and comes up into your house, and it smells awful. It's not dangerous. It's not even harmful to your health. It's just very annoying and very disgustingly smelly.
All right. Well, now that we know what that is, let's talk about how you treat it. Now, if the smell seems to be coming from both your hot and your cold water, you've got to call a well contractor. They're going to install a filter that minimizes that sulfur that reaches into your house. However, if that smelly water is only coming from the hot side, you probably need to replace the sacrificial anode rod, and this is inside your hot water heater. Now, the sacrificial anode rod, I mean, listen to the name on it. Sacrificial means it's going to wear out. You're going to get rid of it.
Yeah.
So these sacrificial anode rods, they're typically made of magnesium, which the hydrogen sulfide attacks, and that's going to release that rotten egg smell, and then it eats away at the rod as well.
That's why they're called sacrificial. They actually lay down their lives for fresh-smelling water.
Hey, somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Now, when you replace that old magnesium rod, think about buying one that's an aluminum sacrificial anode rod. These are much more resistant to hydrogen sulfide, and they get the job done without the risk of any sulfur sticking to them and being released into your home. They cost a little bit more, about $30, but they can be found at any plumbing supply store.
Now, I've got Jan in South Dakota on the line who needs some help with leveling a basement floor. Not a terribly difficult project, but a big one. How can we help you?
We're planning to remodel the lower level of a townhouse. Mm-hmm. And what we'd like to do is retile the traffic area, which is a hallway and also a bathroom and utility room. But there's a bedroom with a closet on an outside wall and a utility room in the sort of the center of the rooms that has an unlevel floor. So my question is there a way to re-level the concrete floor before we resurface it?
Yeah, I mean, there's a product called a leveling compound, a floor leveling compound, that essentially you can mix up and pour on the floor and trowel out and use it to level floors. And so that's really your only option, but how out of level is this floor? I mean, is it really visually bothersome? Because I would suspect that, you know, it's a big project for you to level it, and it might be easier just to sort of adjust things around it.
Okay, like re-level the appliances and...
Yeah, exactly. It's a kind of a pain in the neck to level the entire floor.
Is it expensive?
To have it professionally done, I would say yes. To do it yourself, no. But then again, it's not the kind of thing that you could just pick up and do. It does require some skills to get it done right.
You would just get a long board to use as a trowel?
There are products that are self-leveling products, and they're usually good for more minor leveling jobs, say up to being 1 inch out of level. So if you choose a floor leveling compound that's designed for self-leveling, essentially what you do is you mix it up, say like in a 5-gallon bucket, and then you pour it out, and it will seek its own level. But you have to keep going back, mixing more, pouring it, and then you can kind of trowel it out as it starts to level out, and at one point it will meet, you know, the original floor. So that's an option for you, is to use a self-leveling compound.
That sounds great.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Rob from Utah is on the line who's looking to save some green by going green and needs some help with an energy audit. How are you doing today, Rob?
We are interested in getting a home energy audit and mostly trying to figure out what to expect. Like, how much should it cost?
Well, that's a great question. Now, have you looked around for audit providers?
Haven't really reached out to people yet, but tried to get in a little bit, but no, not really.
Okay, so I would start with your local utility company because sometimes they provide home energy audits themselves or will provide those at a discount. What I would like to see you find is someone that's not tied in with a repair operation. So you get somebody that's truly independent. There are some energy auditors that work for the same companies that offer insulation services and weather stripping and that sort of thing. And what you really want to do is find someone who's completely independent. The scale of the energy audit can vary dramatically. A couple of things that I would look for. One thing that is really good to get is what's called a blower door test. And this is where they take a device and pressurize your house with air or depressurize it and can measure the amount of leakage your house has. And that can help you pinpoint the worst offenders and teach you how to get those sealed up. Other parts of an energy audit would determine how energy efficient your windows are, how much insulation you have in your attic space. Is it matched with the right kind of ventilation? How efficient are your appliances? You know, it really looks at all of those areas, and then it should boil down to a specific list of recommendations that are prioritized. Because I think a lot of times when we try to make our homes more efficient, we guess. You know, we guess at where we're suffering the most, whether it's new windows or insulation or whatever, you know, we think we need or a salesperson tries to sell you. It ends up being a guess. But an energy audit really can nail that down with some cold, hard facts and help you prioritize where to put the money.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Good luck, Rob. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour here at the Money Pit, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects well done with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, wouldn't it be nice if your HVAC system reminded you that it's time to do some maintenance or
Maybe sent out an alert to the dealer when a repair is needed. Well, we're going to highlight a brand new smart home system that does just that when the Money Pit returns.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
On display now at Turtle Bay Museum, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, wouldn't it be nice if your HVAC system reminded you when it was time for maintenance? And better yet, wouldn't it be great if the system alerted your dealer when service or repair was needed? And even enabled service techs to log in remotely and see exactly what was going on?
Yeah, you know, we're not talking about a futuristic idea here. Technology that does just that and much, much more was just released by Carrier at the International Builders Show. It's called IntelliSense, and with us to talk about that is Christine Rashi, the Associate Director of Controls for Carrier. Welcome, Christine.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, my gosh, you are so welcome. We're happy you're joining us. So, Christine, this technology, I mean, it's really changing the way that HVAC dealers and technicians help customers, right?
Yes, absolutely. It is changing the way that our technicians can go into your home and make your life easier, more comfortable, and get it done faster.
In my view, this is kind of a really major advancement in smart home technology. We're all used to using smart home technology to control our thermostats, maybe our garage door opener. But now, the entire HVAC system that provides heating and cooling to our house is going to benefit from this same kind of technology and enable us to have a lot more information than we ever had before about the function, the maintenance, the efficiency of our system. And if there are any needed repairs, you're going to get an early alert of that before serious damage is done, right?
Absolutely. What we've really done is we've taken this technology inside of our equipment in the years and years of expertise we have designing that. We've combined it with our digital technology tools that we've provided to our dealers, and then with the EcoBee for Carrier thermostat, we're able to communicate what's happening with that equipment to our digital tools so that our dealers are better able to serve our homeowners. They can predict what's going wrong, which means faster service and more precise service for our homeowners. When that truck pulls up, they're going to have the right parts, the right technician to fix the job and get you more comfortable more quickly.
I mean, that's really awesome because so many times in the past, you would have a technician show up without the right things and you'd be waiting an additional time, you know, for a part or for the right person. So this is really a wonderful technology that I think is going to be so helpful to both the service team and the homeowner.
That's exactly right, Leslie. That's what we keep saying, the right part, the right tech the first time. Eliminate those second callbacks where somebody comes to your home just to diagnose the problem, then go back and get the part, and hopefully they make it back that day, maybe not. Our goal with this is that the technician is going to know what part to put on that truck, and they're going to know what technician to send so that they're fixing your equipment when they get there and you're comfortable.
Very cool. Now, this IntelliSense technology, what Carrier equipment is this going to be available in? Is it available across the entire line? Is there a particular section of the Carrier equipment or a series that homeowners should be asking the dealers about?
So what we've done with our IntelliSense technology is we've taken our connected products down to our Performance series, which is our mid-tier line of equipment. So what you used to get on our Infinity series, our top-tier fully variable systems, you can now get on our single and two-stage systems. You can get the two-stage AC and heat pump, the single-stage and two-stage Performance series gas furnace. So we're really bringing the connected HVAC system down to the masses, down to everybody, so that they can get that top-tier service from their Carrier dealer.
And this isn't a retrofit. Like, you're going with all new equipment at this point. You can't add it to something you've already got.
Not at this point. This is factory installed, so every piece of Performance Series equipment that comes out of the Carrier factory will feature IntelliSense technology, which is truly, we have put sensors on the equipment itself. So we are the first to do this on the mid-tier line of equipment. We're actually reading data from the equipment itself. It's being transferred back to our EcoBee for Carrier thermostat and then up through the cloud to our Carrier digital tools. So we're not making different inferences from the thermostat data. We're actually pulling data off the equipment itself And then our dealers are the best in the business. They're using their years and years of expertise to analyze that data, just like they would be on site, and then they're knowing what part to put on the truck before they ever come to your home.
Carrier's been innovating since you guys invented the air conditioner. I don't think a lot of folks know that, but what was the gentleman's name that invented the air conditioner? Was it Willis?
It was Willis Carrier. Yes, it was.
Willis Carrier. There you go. I would do good on quiz shows only if the questions had something to do with home improvement. Otherwise, I'd be lost. Willis got us started, but your technology continues to advance and advance and advance. And now this is really impressive. This is really exciting because now we're going to have a whole new way to be able to monitor and update and repair and maintain our systems. The IntelliSense technology available from Carrier on the Carrier Performance Series. Christine, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit and filling us all in. And best of luck with the new line.
Thank you very much.
Still to come, are you looking to shop for a good bargain on a new washing machine? Well, one piece of advice, don't scrimp too much. We're going to tell you why spending more now is going to save you later after this.
Hey guys, we're excited to announce that season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your project as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Angie doesn't just get your home projects done, they get them done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com. Start the new year off Deich, doing it right with Deich Coatings. Now is a great time to take on a do-it-yourself stone project, and Deich Coatings makes it easy. I just used the Deich Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit to create a beautiful, durable granite-look countertop for a fraction of the cost of real granite and save thousands. Now that's a great return on investment. Luxrock kits are available in two sizes, 20 square feet for bathrooms and 40 square feet for kitchens. Application is an easy 6-step project that delivered a smooth, glimmering granite surface and totally transformed my old kitchen in a single weekend. And you can choose from 5 of the most popular granite colors. Projects from Deich Coatings make a major home improvement impact for a minimal investment. Luxrock and other Deich Coating products are available online at the Home Depot and Lowe's. They can also be purchased with free shipping directly from DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios.
Angie is here to get all your home projects not just done, but well done.
And they do mean all from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodels. Download the Angie app today to get started.
All right, guys, what are you working on? We're in mid-March. We're getting into springtime. We're getting into the almost summertime. So what kind of plans do you have for your money pit? Are you thinking about a big project or a small project? Whatever it is, if you're in the midst of it or you're just dreaming about it, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. So follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Now we've got Melanie in California on the line with a decorating question. What can we do for you today?
I have untreated V. rusticmi, knotty pine, throughout the house. I would like to continue into a 8x12 bathroom with the same. Is this the best application for the bathroom, or will untreated wood hold up to condensation?
Now, where are you seeing this, on the walls, on the ceiling?
Oh, well, I'd like to do the whole bathroom, yes, walls and ceiling.
I would say, Leslie, that untreated knotty pine is a really bad idea for a bathroom.
Yeah.
I actually do have a bathroom that's got pine wainscoting, but it's completely sealed. And it goes up about halfway up the wall. I would definitely not put unfinished wood in the bathroom because it's going to soak up the moisture. It's going to grow mold or mildew, and just is not going to look right. You can't clean it either. So a bad idea for the ceiling. That said, if you like the look of wood, there are many ceiling tile products that do look quite a lot like wood.
Okay. We're limited. We're in a small area, so we're limited as far as hardwares go and paneling. We've checked out our local hardware stores, and where's the best place to find, say, ceiling paneling? And
well, now, a clever, creative idea, which, you know, you might be able to source online, and perhaps you haven't looked at some of this in the local places to you, would be a laminate flooring that's a plank that looks like a knotty pine, so that we could utilize that in the same application that you're talking about, but it's made to withstand high moisture situations because it's, you know, a manufactured product and not a natural product.
Sure, sure.
And that, because it's sold in planks, if you do have to order it online or if somebody, you know, has to order it from the vendor directly through your local stores, it ships really easily because of its packaging and being plank size. You're not going to have a hard time getting it in rather than a sheet product.
Oh, okay, very good. And I think that would look far better than a sheet product. We just, I think that's...
Oh, absolutely.
Don't care. The wainscoting or coating, how do you pronounce that? Is that...
I say wainscoting, but I think everybody says it everywhere. They feel like tomato, tomato.
Which is very attractive, but we need to do this complete up the walls.
You don't have to. You could go partially up the walls and then trim off the top edge of it.
Hmm. And then with, okay.
It depends on what look you're going for. For example, Leslie, you've often given the suggestion that you can take an old door, turn it on its side, and that could be a wainscoting.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that works out beautifully, especially because it gives you the paneling sort of built right into the door. The only issue there is that anywhere you've got an electrical outlet or something that might protrude from the wall, you're going to have to bump that out to accommodate the extra thickness of the door. Not a big deal, but it's an extra step.
Boy, it sure is. Okay, well, thank you so much. That's a lot to think about, and I really like that plank flooring idea. I thought that never even crossed my mind, nor my husband's.
All right, well, good luck with that project.
Thank you so much, and thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, if you're in the market for a new washing machine today, you'll be presented with dozens of possible features. And as more features are added to these machines, the price goes up. So, to help you narrow your options, Consumer Reports recommends selecting high-performance washers that fit your budget. And then secondly, consider features that really add convenience or save time.
Yeah, so based on their tests, these four make the most sense. So, first of all, we're talking about automatic dispensers. I mean, this feature is designed to dispense detergent, bleach, fabric softener all at the right time. And today, some washing machines can actually hold like months worth of the detergent and only dispense the right amount at the right time. Now, automatic temperature control is a good one. Rather than simply mixing hot and cold water in those preset proportions, auto temperature control is going to adjust that water to the optimal temperature for that setting that you select.
Now, another setting to look for is the extra rinse cycle. You know, all types of washing machines use a lot less water than they once did. And most new washers have an extra rinse cycle. It can definitely help if your skin is sensitive to detergent residue, and it can help wash away pet hair and other stubborn messes. So a very convenient feature to have. And lastly, let's talk about that tub. It should be stainless steel. Definitely a sign of durability. These can withstand higher spin speeds than the plastic tubs, and they can also extract more water. And when you get more water out of your clothes, you get less dryer time, which means you spend less on either the gas or the electricity that you need to dry your clothes. So four good things to look for if you're buying a washer today: automatic dispensers, automatic temperature control, an extra rinse cycle, and a stainless steel tub.
Bela in Delaware, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, we have a sunroom, and the roof of the sunroom is 4 inches of styrofoam, and on top of that is aluminum. Now, when it rains, it's very, very noisy. It's like living in a double wide, you know. So what I would like to do is put like architectural shingles on it. Now, I talked to one roofer. He said, oh, we can just nail it on. But I don't think so. I thought maybe we need some plywood, 3/4 inch plywood, and even maybe some spacers.
This aluminum roof, is it fairly flat, or is it shaped?
It is flat, yes, sir.
Well, first of all, keep in mind that metal roofs are far more durable than asphalt shingle roofs, but if you can't really deal with the sound and you want to soften it, I agree with you. I do think you should attach a plywood decking to that metal roof first, and I would do that with screws. So I would drive screws through the decking into that metal roof, and then on top of that, I would put ice and water shield, which is going to give you protection from any ice damming. And I would probably, since it's a fairly flat roof or a low slope roof, I would probably cover the entire surface with ice and water shield. And then over that, I would put the asphalt shingles.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you so very much for your help. That is the kind of thing I've been thinking about.
I think you're on the right track, Bella. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. When you need your next project done, Angie helps you get it well done. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, do you have a boring bathroom but no bucks to spruce it up? Well, there's a lot you can do on the cheap with paint. We're going to share those ideas next.
You live in a money pit.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the soonest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your Money Pit. Give us a call with your questions or click the blue microphone button at moneypit.com/ask.
We've got Eric in Baltimore who wrote in today saying, I'm working on a house built in 1855. He says a couple of the supports have rotted under the main beam, and now it's bowing the floor and cracking the plaster. Is there a way to lift it back up? This kind of seems like a bigger problem than you might think.
I think so. Yeah, it's not just like shimmying it, right? So listen, when you have a house that's built in 1855, you know, which is even older than our houses, right, Leslie?
That's an old house.
When you have a house that's that old, you're going to have some saggy beams. Now, the question is it actively sagging? Is it getting worse over time, or did it just settle once and it's just sort of stuck there? If that's the case, you can leave it alone. But if you need to bring it back up, you're never going to make it straight. What you want to do is to stop it from moving any further, because if you try to straighten out, you're going to stretch out beams, you're going to crack them.
You're going to make a lot more problems.
Oh, yeah, it can be a heck of a mess. So you want to do it very, very carefully. But I would suggest at this point, first off, Eric, you need to get an expert opinion as to whether or not this is a serious structural issue or really just one that's cosmetic. And if it's cosmetic, remember, when you sell the house, just tell them it has a little extra charm. And, you know, then maybe they'll give you some more money for it. Well, is your bathroom, say, a bit boring, but you don't have the funds to spruce it up? There's no reno of your bathroom in your future? Well, don't fear, because there's actually a lot you can do on the cheap with paint. Leslie has the how-to in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, there really isn't a less expensive way to transform a bathroom, or really any room for that matter, than with paint. And if you do it yourself, you're going to save even more. So here's four ideas to get those creative juices flowing. Think about stenciling the ceiling. I mean, that creates a really unexpected focal point. You can paint it in a contrasting color to kind of have a eye-catching effect. And you can go for something that almost would look like a paneled ceiling or a textured ceiling. I mean, you could do something really cool with a stencil, even if you go tone on tone, to create a really interesting, unexpected look. Next, think about bold walls. I mean, think about a super saturated color, turquoise, terracotta, deep blues, deep rich grays, dark grays that are almost like black or greenish black. Those make an outstanding splash in a bathroom space. So definitely don't be afraid to go for it there. Plus, bathrooms are usually small with very little wall space, so you're not really going to be overwhelmed by that color if it might be too much. So great spot to get really bold. Now, if you've got some imagination and a paintbrush, why not paint a mural? Add some pizzazz to this otherwise ordinary bathroom. I mean, keep in mind things like bare trees and blooms kind of are the easiest to master if you're not exactly a Picasso, but you can find a lot of great inspiration online with some great tutorials and some simple painting techniques that could create a super unique masterpiece. Now, lastly, instead of replacing that outdated vanity, give it a makeover with paint and some new hardware. Now, here you're going to want to use oil-based paint. It's going to work best in this sort of moist bathroom environment. It's also going to be easier to clean. Just make sure when you're painting, you use some good ventilation in that space, because these oil-based paints are kind of stinky, and we don't want those fumes to kind of knock you over in the middle of your project. But definitely great ways to make a big change for a little bit of dough.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and as the weather gets nicer, you're likely going to be spending more and more time on your deck. And that's why now is the best time to make sure that deck is safe. We're going to share tips to spot signs of deck trouble before it becomes dangerous on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.